This is a seventh activation for this intensive. King Ranch, Tubac, Arizona. Okay, let us set up the protocol once again. We're going to use the breath seven times with the ha on the exhale. So breathing in, merging with the light, and taking the light, activating pituitary, pineal, thalamus in the brain. Relaxing, grounding into the earth on the exhale through the mouth. Emptying out all the air in the belly and the lungs. Dropping the shoulders, relaxing the jaw, relaxing your fingers and your toes, relaxing your belly muscles. Relaxing the forehead muscles. Relaxing your tongue. Okay, I'm going to envision your brain like a computer, and your computer today is being tuned up. Your hard drive will be defragmented, so to speak. Your system will be clean. All registry errors, corrupted files, spyware, malware, all of that level will be cleaned from your hard drive. So that is basically your spine. Your motherboard is likened unto your brain. And all your programs and files are likened to the mental programs of your brain. Your system will be restarted after your system is cleaned, and all unnecessary data diverted to your trash bin, your recycle bin. This will create more storage room on your hard drive. For some of you, you have reached your storage limit, and your system is becoming overloaded, and your computer is starting to run rather slowly. Okay, begin to breathe in. Take in the energies of clarity for the brain. Bring that vibration of clarity deep, deep, deep into the neurons of the brain. We're going to breathe in the violet light to completely cleanse the cells of your brain and all the neurons and synapses, the electrical circuits. That will include your DNA structure, your RNA structure, your chromosomes, genes, your enzymes, your hormones, all of it. Simply allow. So there are specific areas of the brain having to do with language, speech, communication, your senses, your cognitive functions, your autonomic functions, your pain centers, your memory centers, your metabolism center. So we're going to breathe in now the rainbow lights into the brain, and they're going to go to the appropriate centers for reorganization. Liken unto a big corporation where there are many departments. And each department is going to become reorganized, refined, for more simplicity. And each department now is going to be connected to every other department and also to the control center in your brain so that you begin to now experience more coherency and cohesion with your brain functioning and the capacity of your brain to heal the body of all abnormal manifestations. We're also going to ask now, if you are ready, that you may now consciously, as the Voyager, remove yourself from the influence of your whole genetic line regarding illness, disease, and malfunction. Remember to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the astral field of humanity. Okay, we're going to call forth the pillars of light to the next level here, for the next level of this training, Master Series 2 level. You will notice that the vibrations are different. Now, these pillars of light interact with one another, and they can change in structure, intensity, vibrational frequencies. They are bringing forth the full spectrum of vibrations from 1 to 12. Okay, overlapping all of this is your octahedron once again. And your body is in the center of this octahedron, whose apex is again aligned to the pyramidal power of the earth, all of the pyramids of the earth are sending signals to the apex of what you are experiencing now in your body, in your brain. Stay conscious. The bottom apex is aligned deep into the core of Mother Earth to help you to access and to merge with the ancient knowledge of the earth, of all of the natives, the true teachings of nature, of the elements, of the seasons, of how the body can repair itself naturally. Allow your body realignment with the moon cycle. There will also be a connection with Venus, Cassiopeia, the doll universe. You're going to take the awareness of the breath now down the spine with the intention of complete clarity within the spine, without distortion, without hindrance. Feel the power moving through the spine, settling the base of the spine at your sacrum. Now we're going to ask you to bring forth your remaining levels of unconscious pain and suffering. That's located there in that part of your body in relationship to your sacrum, your tailbone, your base chakra, so to speak. Breathe. Give yourself permission to allow the receiving of the quantum with this unconscious energy of personal suffering, pain, trauma, injury, and the like. This will include any remaining traumas from departure or so-called death, sudden death, that you are still holding on to. That's a memory in the cells of your sacrum that are affecting you in some way and causing stress in the system. Again, you're going to breathe in clarity into the base. Divine balance. Going to begin to move that energy upwards into the light, into the quantum. At the same time, you're going to continue to let go of all pain that is not yours, that either was inherited or that you accepted or took on consciously or unconsciously from others, from the environment, even from other planet systems, galaxies, timelines, parallel lifetimes. Keep breathing. Okay, we're going to call forth the Council of 14. You're going to call forth support from your soul group now. You're going to call forth your guardian angel or angels. You're going to ask your inner kid to receive. Breathe into the power. Exhale and keep releasing into softness. You're going to call forth your healing team and your guardian. Now we're going to ask your guardian to step forward in front of you, so to speak, or in a range where you can perceive and feel and hear this being. And we're going to ask your guardian to begin to establish communication with you regarding the work and how best they can serve you in your version of offering this work to others and self. So take a few moments now in silence and commune with this being. You may allow a deep energetic vibrational merging with this being if you wish. Now we're going to ask you now to feel the collective power of your healing team. I'm assuming you now invite a deep merging with your entire healing team as a collective energy. Now begin to merge with the great central sun. feeling belly button activated, brow chakra activated, the space behind your physical heart open. Take the sun in. Bring it to every cell in your body. Bring it to all your organs, especially your kidneys and your liver, your lungs, and your stomach. Your pancreas, your spleen. Your eyes and your ears. Could you call forth the archangels and the ascended masters? To assist you in releasing the remaining fragments of trauma and pain from your awareness, your brain, your body. Now keep your storage area open, your brain. Are you going to begin to receive some higher self or some I Am Presence downloads for today? Well, actually for the next remainder of the training. They may feel like little wavelets of light. They may feel like little droplets. Or like a blanket of energy that comes down into your brain. Okay, you're going to take a deep breath every time you feel a downloading being stored in your storage area. You're going to tell your brain it's okay now. You can begin to receive more quantum, more truth, more knowledge, higher vibrational frequencies. You're going to tell your inner child, it's okay, we're going into uplifting the consciousness of the body. You may feel as if your body is being lifted up. Going to download into your brain, the truth shall set you free. Your truth shall set you free and keep you free. And that the truth is simple, that all healing is simple, that true knowledge is simple. I want you to feel that I am resonating through your body. You may now choose with 100% commitment to be your true nature. Beyond all past accommodations to fit in, to where you've had to alter your personality to accommodate others and to stay alive on the planet. You now have the choice and the energy to express that which you are truly. Without consideration for what others will think or say to you or do to you. And that you're going to stand strong within your own identity, in your own sovereignty, in your own power within the light that you are. Okay, and for those of you that need additional buffering between your physical and etheric bodies, you may ask for that now from the realms of light to assist you in building a stronger buffer because of your sensitivity between your physical body and your etheric body, and to help you to stay and remain detached from tribal consciousness and the collective chaos of the world and everybody else's pain body. You may call forth unto Yeshua, Mother Mary, Prime Source, and ask for divine intervention with your current financial situation. And now to receive divine protection ...24/7. You breathe deeply and reground into the earth. Your computer system is now going to be restarted. So you're going to go offline and then back online. You are being refreshed, which means your computer system is going to go off and then turn back on automatically. So coming slowly back into the body, easing in and around the body, enveloping your consciousness all the way around the body. It's like wrapping the body with your consciousness, your awareness, grounding deeply into the earth, staying connected to the heavens, feeling divine balance that you are the bridger. You are the visionary. You are the messenger. breathe into the body. Okay, those on the mat, when you're ready, you may very slowly roll over onto your right side. We're going to ask your angel to give you, to wrap you in a blanket of pure love. Receive that feeling. Receive the blessings of your angel. Let your angel touch deep into your heart. Your angel loves you, cares for you, is your greatest companion. Okay, when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, let your brain adjust, come into the now.